Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Podcast Manager Show. I am Lauren, and I'm so glad to have you here today because we are talking about how to talk to your family and friends about your business and the pros and cons of telling people in your personal life what you're doing behind the scenes. So we're going to dive into this, and I'm hoping to share with you some insights I've had over the years, and maybe why you've been feeling hesitant to doing so, and even tell you what I do, because I definitely don't talk to everyone about my business. But before we dive in, I wanted to share with you guys that I have a brand new masterclass that I'm working on for you guys this month. It's going to be a live masterclass that happens on February 24th, and we're going to be covering some mistakes that you might be making in building your profitable podcast manager business and lots of great information for you if you are just starting out. So stay tuned on that. It's going to be happening on Wednesday, February 24th. I also wanted to share an update about my housing situation. So if you guys have been listening to the podcast, I talked a little bit about where I'm recording and how I have to record in pretty much a new spot every time, especially every time I do a solo episode, because I'm living with my parents right now and their house is not that big. And when my girls are sleeping, that's the best time for me to record. But then everyone's in bedrooms and it's like, I have nowhere to be. So I wanted to share with you guys that we finally have a closing date on our house. Over the last 6 months, we've been building a house and we just found out that we will be closing at the end of March. And I am so excited. It's been so fun living with my parents, honestly, but obviously, I'm excited to have my own space again and my girls to have their own rooms and all of that good stuff. So I will eventually be recording in one spot and things will probably be a lot more consistent. So let's dive into this topic on how to talk to your family and friends about your business. Now, I shared recently on Instagram that I didn't tell anyone about my business for quite a while, and that the reason was because I felt hesitant. Because right out of college, I had started a MLM. I was a Beachbody coach. And if you're not familiar with Beachbody coaching, you sell shakes, essentially. And so I was really passionate about it. And I don't think that I was a sleazy salesman, but regardless, I still was selling to my family and friends. And one of the reasons that I stopped doing it only after a couple of months was because people started treating me differently. Like I would see people that I knew, kind of like acquaintances and people like that. And I would see them around town. And I lived in a different city than, you know, where I went to high school. But like I would come home and like people would like just treat me differently, like as if I was going to try to sell them. And I did not like that. And that was one of the big reasons that I stopped doing it. And then I eventually created an ebook for vegans because I was vegan at the time. And no one in my personal life was vegan besides my husband. Him and I were dating and he was a vegan because I was. And once again, I was like talking a lot about veganism and I was talking a lot about cooking and like no one in my personal life really resonated with it, which was fine. But once again, I like no one really wanted to talk to me about it. And I felt like it was such a weird place to be in because I couldn't really talk to a lot of my family and friends about like what I was really passionate about because they just didn't really relate. They didn't really get it. And thankfully, I had a friend that I went to college with. We didn't know each other that well in college, actually. But after college, we both became Beachbody coaches. And so we became friends, like really good friends. And now we've been best friends since then, about 8 years now. And she is an entrepreneur like I am. And so we've always bonded over this and we're very, very similar in a lot of ways. So I've been able to have her as a friend that does get it. And then, you know, my husband, he gets it because he's been on this ride with me. But I share all of this because the vegan business did not go anywhere at all. Don't think I made a dollar. So I had like a couple years where I wasn't doing anything entrepreneurship wise, but I knew that this is where I wanted to be. And then I found virtual assisting and podcast management. And so I launched this podcast management business, but I didn't want people to like think that I was going to sell them. I just didn't like that feeling in my real life. And I had been introduced to like Facebook groups and these amazing ways to network. So I knew that I didn't need to sell to my family and my friends. And so then I just didn't. I chose not to. And I didn't tell anyone what I was doing behind the scenes. I just didn't talk about it. And I would say things to like my siblings. You know, I would tell them kind of what I was doing, but like no true details. And even my parents, like I just would pretty much give them the basic stuff that they would want to know. And what I realized, one of the things that I kind of realized along the way was that when I would share with people what I was doing and they didn't give me the response that I wanted, like they weren't like super excited or asked a lot of questions, then I would leave the conversation feeling disappointed. And I finally told myself, like, do I really need to share all of these details with people? If I'm leaving this conversation feeling disappointed because they didn't give me the response I expected, then maybe I'll just tell them what they want to know, which is probably maybe not that much information, and keep a lot of it to myself and just share with the people that really get it and are here to like cheer me on and ask a lot of questions and feel excited for me. And maybe people in your personal life are really excited for you and think that this is super cool, but that's just not really the case for me, you know? And maybe this comes off like I'm feeling, you know, I'm kind of put a guard up, and maybe so. Like, I felt like I kind of had to put a boundary up for myself of not getting disappointed at what people in my real life thought about what I was doing. Because to be honest with you, I'm not doing this for praise. I'm not doing this for my friends and family to think that I'm cool or that I have a lot of followers on Instagram or that I'm successful. None of those things are what encouraged me to be a podcast manager and help you guys out. All of this is because I feel like this is a calling that God's put on my heart and that it's a way that I can show up as the mom and the wife that I want to be and still work and have a business that I feel like I've always wanted. So those are the reasons that I'm doing these things. And so I finally had to tell myself, you know what? It doesn't really matter what other people think, like at all. It really doesn't. So maybe you resonate with that and maybe you don't, but I want to talk to you guys about this today so that you can be prepared to talk about what your business is like with your family and friends and with your acquaintances. And if you're in the spot like I am, where you just feel hesitant, maybe you just aren't 100% sure like how you want to talk about it or what your business is going to become. So you just don't want to talk about it like on your personal Instagram or on your personal Facebook, and you just want to keep it like undercover for a little while. I totally get it. I really totally get it. And if that's you, or you just don't know if you want to share it with like your personal circle yet, then you can do a couple different things. Number one, you really don't have to. You can be active in Facebook groups and build a network with other people in the online space without your friends and family really knowing, right? And you can also create a new Instagram account. And I probably wouldn't like create an Instagram account and like not tell my best friend or not tell my siblings. But like, if you feel odd sharing your business on your personal Instagram account, create another one. Like, don't let that hold you back. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you want to do. But to be honest with you, I launched and grew my podcast management business without ever posting consistently about my business on Instagram. Like, bare minimum, talk about it like once in a blue moon. I just would talk about my kids and my personal stuff. And clients would get a feel of my personality, but they didn't get like, they weren't getting value from my Instagram. So know that that is 100% possible. I hear that all the time from my students that they don't post on Instagram, or what they post is personal. You can definitely do that, but you can also like really use Instagram as a way to land clients. So it's totally personal preference. And remember that you don't have to tell everyone you know that you're a podcast manager, because let's be honest, most of your clients, like 99.9, are not going to be a personal connection, you know? They're going to be networking connections that you've made. So it's more important that you focus on creating those networking connections than talking to everyone about it in your personal life, or, you know, putting up some sort of facade that like you've got this booming business when you really are like starting to look for clients. So what's the most impactful for you really launching this business and landing clients is to be in spaces where your potential client is, which is probably not on your personal accounts. You know, it's in Facebook groups. It's possibly on Instagram. It's on LinkedIn. When you get an opportunity to be somewhere or to talk to someone about podcasting, always ask yourself, is my potential client going to be there? Or is someone else that I can network with going to be there? So networking with other service providers that can refer you is super impactful. And so if you're going to be in a group of other service providers, then that's a great place to be. Those are the places that you need to show up to build your business, right? Like, you can't not talk to anybody. You can't just launch this business and not tell anybody. You have to tell some people because you have to land clients, but you just don't need to necessarily tell your best friend or everyone that you went to high school with. When you are ready to talk to your family, whether that's day one or day 20 or day 40, 60, whatever, you can tell them as little or as much as you want. I would always think through, like, okay, if I had a normal job, like, how much would I tell my family? Like, I would just tell them what they needed to know. So like, whenever I really had like 5 clients and I was really doing this thing, I started telling them like, oh yeah, so I'm now producing other people's show. And they'd be like, oh, well, you know, what does that mean? I'm like, you know, I have clients that have podcasts and I help them edit their show. And they would say, oh, that's cool. And that was it. And of course, I wanted to talk about it more because I love it. I think it's so cool and I'll talk your ear off about it. But that was really all they needed to know. And if that was a normal job, that was probably all that someone would ask. So I would just leave it at that. Once again, because it was like my expectation was too high of them. So I just let everybody off the hook and was like, I don't need your stamp of approval. I'm giving that to myself. And so this is as far as the conversation, you know, has to go. But having a select few people that get it is important. That is important. So like I had said, you know, I had my husband who was on the journey with me. So he didn't get it at first, but he was always supported me. In fact, he let me buy 2 different courses, which cost a total of $3,000 to even launch a business. Right after I was a Beachbody coach, I wanted to learn about marketing and I bought 2 different courses and they were together expensive. And he supported me and was like, I know you're going to be smart about this. And so like, I'm totally cool if we spend the money because we were like newlyweds at this point. So I always think back to that and think like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that he actually took a chance on me back then. But then my best friend, I think I'm super lucky that I have someone in my real life that gets it because that's not always the case. But I've also made a ton of networking friends. And if you are looking for networking friends, some easy ways that you can meet people like this is to hang out in free Facebook groups where there's other service providers and ask people, hey, does anyone want to get on a coffee chat? Coffee chats are like 15 to 20 minute Zoom calls. And you just talk about what you're doing and how you can support that person. And they talk about what they're doing and how maybe how they can support you. And maybe you guys can refer each other. Maybe you can be accountability partners. Or, you know, there's a couple different ways that you can chat and communicate. And maybe that's just the end of the call and that's it. It's like, it doesn't really ever go anywhere. That's fine. But maybe they do become one of your friends online. Another thing that I used to do when I first started my virtual assistant business was I would do co-working sessions with other service providers. So we would meet at like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. because we wanted to be held accountable to working early. And we would meet and we would just chit chat for like 5 or 10 minutes. It was early, so like nobody really wanted to talk anyway, but we would just talk about what we were working on. That's what we would talk about. We'd be like, oh, I'm working on X, Y, and Z. And there was like 4 of us and we would then work. So we just talk for 10 minutes and then we would work for like 45. And then if someone needed to hop off because one of their kids woke up or whatever, then they just hop off. It was super simple, but like those women that I met back then, like, still communicate with now. And they still refer me to people and things like that. So that type of relationship, it's so fun to have. And those people get it. And it gives you that sense of community. Because I think that we do need that community, right? We don't want to just not tell anyone again. But we need that type of community. And so you can build that for yourself. And you can certainly find other people doing something similar to you in my free Facebook group, the Podcast Manager Mastermind. But there's also so many other amazing Facebook groups out there. So look for a group that feels like a really great space for making friends. And make some friends because it'll be super impactful for you. One of the things that I wanted to leave you with was, how are you going to describe what you do to a stranger or a family and or a friend when they ask you? So when you're ready to talk about it, what are you going to say? Maybe once you get over that initial hesitation, I want you to have a kind of a statement ready to go so that you're not fumbling over your words and you're not playing it small. So I started this by really minimizing what I was doing. And I think as women, we do this a lot. We say like, oh yeah, I stay home with my kids, but I have this like thing on the side. So we have to be prepared to tell people like, what do we do? Like if someone asks you, who are you? What would you say? And when you're ready to talk about your business, I want you to be prepared. So last week, we just moved to a new area and I was looking for some sort of church group to be in. So I joined this like Mother's Day out type of group that's over Zoom. So last week was our first meeting and I was meeting women that I've never met before. And normally speaking, I think I would describe myself by saying like, hey, I'm Lauren. I have three girls. I'm married and I stay at home with my kids and I work part-time at night. That's like kind of what I used to say is, oh, I work part-time at night. Or I would say, oh, I work at home at night. But I would normally say I was a stay-at-home mom. That's what I used to say. But now that my girls go to preschool and they've gotten a little bit older, they're 4, 3, and 9 months, now that they've gotten a little older, I am at home with them still. We don't have a nanny or anything like that. But I don't really see myself as a stay-at-home mom anymore. Like this business of mine is a big deal to me. You know, like this is a big deal. So I don't really see myself that way anymore. And so I don't want to use those words anymore. Instead, I've been trying to think, okay, how do I want to describe myself? And last week I was ready and I said, you know, oh, hi, I'm Lauren. I have three girls because this was all moms. So it's kind of like that's kind of what you have in common. So like I have three young girls. They're 4, 3, and 9 months. And I'm a freelance podcast producer. And that's what I said. So I didn't tell people that, oh yeah, I created a course that teaches freelancers how to be podcast managers. I didn't mention that part. I like to keep it like as simple as possible and said, I'm a freelance podcast producer because people know what podcasts are and people know what producers are. And so I think that usually just like makes it more simple. And they're like, sometimes I get follow-up questions. Sometimes I don't. Last week, did not get any follow-up questions. No one needed to know any more information about me being a freelance podcast producer. But I didn't want to minimize what I do. I didn't want to say, oh, I have a side business or something. I did realize though, and this is not to judge other people, but I did realize that another woman there said some personal stuff about herself, her kids or whatnot. And then she said, oh, and I also do some things on the side to keep myself busy. And as someone that thinks about this stuff, clearly I'm talking to you about it now, but as someone that thinks about this stuff, I realized, you know what? I bet she's talking about something like online, you know, some way that she makes money online. And then as we kind of got to talking over the course of an hour, I found out that yes, she does do, I think it was an MLM type of thing, but she said like no details, just said, oh yeah, I do some things to keep myself busy. And so I'm not saying that that's wrong because that's what she wanted, you know, that's where she was at with it. And I've been in those shoes. But when you're ready, or if you just don't feel the hesitation that I feel, that I felt in the beginning, when you're ready, like, don't play it small. Be proud of what you're doing. Feel validated that it's a real job, it's a real career. And as much as possible, work on not needing the approval of other people. And I mean, that's a $1,000 question, right? Is like, why do we need the approval of other people? But we don't need their approval of strangers and we don't need the approval of people that don't get it. So I hope that you will find the people that get it for you. And I hope that you'll work on that because it's definitely something that you'll probably have to cultivate yourself. And I'm excited for you to have the moment where you do want to talk to people about this and you don't feel any hesitation, maybe any failed businesses in the past like me. I hope this resonates with you guys and I really want to know if it does. So come over on Instagram. I'm at Lauren Wrighton and let me know where you're at with telling people. Do you tell all your family and friends and it's great and everybody wants to know? Do you not really talk about it and why? I would love to know what you think about this topic in this episode. So come hang out with me over on Instagram and we can chat about it there. Okay, you guys, that's it for this episode. I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.